ccpodcasts.com.
Don't touch that dial.
Average white man.
How many advantages could one person have? I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings.
Average white man.
Whoa.
Average white man.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Average white man.
Hello, I'm Pat Sevens.
Roy Q. Gordon here.
Good day to you, fine people. Welcome to the Average White Men podcast. We're average white men.
I said good day.
Good day. I said good day. Anyway, I'm trying to lose weight, Roy. Really trying to lose weight. Because I am a fat human being who's currently drinking a beer.
I was going to say, you can put that beer down to start, for starters.
Like one problem at a time. One problem at a time, Roy. Right.
Go ahead with the turkey leg then.
I've kind of taken a radical idea about how to lose weight for me. Because as a fat kid my whole life, I have certain foods that I really feel like I am addicted to. And when I say addicted, I mean like a drug addict addicted to.
So you like will shoot up a meatball sub?
What I do is I take the meatballs, I grind them into a little juice, and then I just direct him into my eyeball. No.
You should see the spoons in his house.
Right? It's just... It's a sad scene. My track marks are really awkward.
Pat is the guy that even... They wouldn't even put in train spotting. They wouldn't do it.
No, they're like, dude, this is way too messed up.
This is too messed. The weird baby crawling on the ceiling with the exorcist face.
Yeah. No, I see a hoagie. And when it turns around, it goes from a Philly cheesesteak... to like a meatball sub, and then do a chicken finger, and it like just moves around. And there's usually some dumb Pollock from Buffalo chasing it who's drunk. It's amazing. My eyes are incredible. No, I'm honestly, similar to how I became a vegetarian, I've decided that things like pizza specifically has officially become a food that I will not eat again. And that is a radical thing, I think, to do. To most people,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
But when I eat a slice of pizza, most people are like, hey, I'm going to have a slice of pizza or two, and I'm going to be full, and that's going to be the end of it, right? I don't stop at one or two. I stop at the pie's gone. And I don't say that like, oh, that's funny. I eat the whole pizza. Mm. I mean, it'll be like a giant, it could be a sheet pizza. I will finish or at least come close to finishing the sheet pizza. That's how bad it is.
And why do you think that is, Patrick?
Probably childhood repression, but to be honest with you.
Can you show me on this beer bottle where they touched you?
It was generally right at the top around the mouth area where things go in and out. Wait, what are we talking about?
Wait.
I feel awkward and violated. So.
So do I.
So I've given up the pizza. I've given up most cheese. Not all cheese, but most cheese. Specific combinations of cheese. If it involves sauce, bread, and cheese of any way, shape, or form, I'm avoiding it.
So pizza.
Pizza.
Okay.
And pizza-like substances. Like, you know, garlic bread with dipping sauce, for example. Can't really do. Cheese sticks. Gone. Can't do it anymore. Another thing, ice cream. Can't do ice cream because I have a problem with ice cream. Because I add nuts to my ice cream on top of eating ice cream.
By the pair.
Yeah, by the pair. Two large nuts directly in my soft serve.
Oh, damn, this is cold.
Thank you, Leon.
Abbott's has a new flavor this summer.
Black man?
No, my God. No. No, maybe. There's a Harry at the beginning of that. So, I don't know. I mean, you're always on, like, the transgender diet or whatever. What? We'll get to transgender issues later. What? You suggest
we're slashing prices.
before we continue, because this subject gets some people in trouble.
My name is Roy Q. Gordon.
Mine is Jimothy Roland. No. For the record, I'm in favor of all gay and transgender rights. I'm being totally serious right now.
Yeah,
we'll get into that later, but I just want to clarify that before people think we're making fun of
this
transgender.
This is a comedy
people.
Show, by the way.
It's a comedy show, and we're inappropriate. So, I mean, you're the diet guy. You're always like, putting your finger in your mouth and puking. Like
I don't do that.
I mean,
if I put my finger in my mouth, I would eat it.
All right, that's fair.
Because I'm like you.
You have an addiction to humans?
What?
Because that's weird. Well, you transition from finger in your mouth and then saying, I'm just like you. So I'm confused.
Oh, God.
No, no. I mean, do you understand where I'm coming from?
No, I can totally understand your food addiction thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had this conversation about the Oreos.
Yeah.
The glass of Oreos.
I don't eat Oreos anymore. No, I've officially, those are on the list of things I cannot eat.
For any of you people out there that are actually fit and don't know.
What's that like?
Yeah.
Part one.
Do you get laid? No, just kidding.
Part two.
We're both married, so that means we don't.
Correct.
And we'll get into that later,
yes,
too.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
There's this thing that fat people do, that fat guys do, that I do, mm-hmm. and Pat, too, is basically you take about 10... Is that a good number?
Sure, 10 is a good round, large number.
That's a starting point.
When referring to... If you eat 10 of anything, it's not a good thing. So whatever it's about to be, it's probably accurate.
So you take 10 Oreos, you crush them up real well.
That's a good one.
Put them in a glass or large cup. Mm-hmm. Fill it full of milk.
Whole milk.
Whole milk.
Or chocolate whole milk.
Wow, I didn't do that. Wow,
you are failing at being a fat kid.
God,
continue on.
Total train spotting. I didn't even do the chocolate. Yeah, so you fill it up with milk and then you just let it soak and let it turn into this Oreo sludge, mm-hmm. and then you just gulp it down.
Yeah,
and then hate yourself for the rest of the
day. For the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Like I kept...
And wonder why you don't have a girlfriend.
One of the things that led up to me deciding to do this was actually Oreos. I'm eating Oreos. And they were actually the Joe's, the Trader Joe's version of Oreos, which are like vanilla bean cream.
Oh.
No, they're amazing.
Oh, really?
They're like an orgasm in your mouth. It is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life, practically. So I'm dunking them in almond milk because we have almond milk in my house. Because
you do.
Because I'm a douche. And so I'm dunking them, and I eat like one. It was good. So I had another one. And I say to myself, man, this is one of the great tastes I'll ever have in my life. I say that to myself as I'm eating my fourth. And then I eat five, and I'm like, I'm kind of getting full of Oreos. I'm like, I bet you I could have, though, like six more. So I eat six more and we're at 10. Okay. And I look at the package. I'm like, I wonder how many calories. Oh my
God. I just ate 1,200 calories.
Yep. Was it 12? It might have been more than 12. I think it was 1,000. I think it was 200 calories per two. So no, I ate more than that. I ate like 2,000 calories.
Wow.
Wow. Math. I think. I can't do math. But I ate a lot of calories in just Oreos and I instantly hated myself.
Yeah,
hated myself. And it's not, I've given up on the idea that I will ever have a good body.
You shouldn't do that.
No, I've given up on that. Because honestly, at this point in my life, the idea of going from where I'm at now, which is, I weigh 245. Mm-hmm. I probably look like I weigh 230, 220, somewhere in there. Don't comment. Shut up. Let me dream. Usually when I tell people my weight, they're pretty stunned. Okay? Because I carry it well, apparently. Mm. Apparently.
Yeah.
You're like... Yeah.
And what are you, 5'2", 5'3"?
5'3 and a half. Thank you. No, I'm 5'7" and a half, so it's not. It's
You're even taller than I am. You are taller than
I am.
You.
Taller. Yeah, you short bastard.
I know.
I'm hobbit shit. Yeah, fuck you.
I said no foot jokes. Sorry. That was our deal when we started this podcast.
I do enjoy your round door when I come into this place, though, I wanted to say.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Shaped like a balloon nut. How do we get here from a food conversation?
Well, I don't know, but I want to go home.
Yeah, you're already here, buddy. You're already here.
Somebody help me.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
You were talking about hobbits' nuts, I think.
Yeah, I think I was. Anyway, I'm fat. Next segment. I don't think gay people have anything to identify with Hulk Hogan. I really don't. I don't think they really...
I'm pretty sure they're jealous of his pecs.
I would be.
And his flowing blonde hair.
I'm, like, jealous of his pecs.
Not to mention his fucking 365-day tan.
I don't really like...
That never fades, ever.
The dude goes tanning. You know he goes tanning. I mean, well, obviously. He goes to golden tans.
He has to.
I want my golden tans at Sun Tan City.
Cancer. Average White Men presents 7 Succulent Stories, brought to you by Scissoring Sisters. Say that with a straight face.
Performing live at Michael's Arts and Crafts in Victor, New York.
at 7 o'clock on the 7th.
Paper cuts included.
69. Not an actual advertisement. Anyway.
No, that's the address.
In the news. This week and several weeks.
Two douchebags trying to do a podcast.
Indeed. Duck and cover. That's what you got to do if you're driving around any of the highways in our area. 9 incidents involving cars shot by BBs or hit with thrown rocks have happened in about a month. The sheriff's office is basically investigating and telling you to duck because they don't know what else to do.
I like what the sheriff's office...
Yeah, replay that. Yeah, I like
just
that.
To be aware of their surroundings.
Good.
At this point, you know, we're doing everything possible to make sure that...
Hey, what's that?
You know, drivers are safe.
Oh, it's a billboard.
Obviously, if you know something does happen, that they should get off the expressway and you know stop and call 911 and report it.
There's a guy there walking over the overpass. You better call 911.
In order to the cheesecake.
I swear to God, they don't know what to tell you to do because they have no idea. It's several different areas. Of course, they want you to call the police. If you see anything, but of course nobody.
I would love to find these little bastards
and just beat the crap out of them. Because
you know it's like a couple of freaking 13-year-old pricks.
It could be, but you know, I mean, it might not be. It might be Jim who lives in his parents' basement or something too. You know, someone who's bored,
who's mentally a 13-year-old prick,
maybe. Or it could be someone like testing the waters to do something even worse. Like all I can think of is the DC sniper. That's how awful I go.
Well, let's see if a BB did this at this mile per hour,
right?
Like it's like a little MacGyver guy.
I mean, if you can hit the car with a BB, imagine what you do with a gun. Oh, that's not a good idea. No. I'm not happy that I just put that out there.
Strike that.
I'm strike that from the record, please, yes, counsel. Yes. I appreciate that. It just, the whole thing reminds me of that bit. Remember very early on in South Park, the volcano episode? It just reminds me of that. So remember, kids, when you're driving down 390, remember to...
That's right. Duck and cover.
Uh-huh.
Looks like you got the idea. Duck... and cover.
Or else you may
die.
Thank
you, and goodbye.
Yes. Or else you may just die with a BB to the eye.
It'll go right through. Right through the pupil.
I swear to God.
That's crazy.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I really wouldn't worry. I mean, there's a lot of people who travel the roads on a day.
God damn, at least it's happening over there and not on the east side over here in Pittsburgh.
You say that now.
They throw bricks of money at you from the overpass here.
They do.
Yeah.
They really do. Or they try
Mercedes
to hang you.
Mercedes-Benz hood ornaments.
Yeah, they just flick at you.
Oh, God, someone just hit me with a Bentley.
In the eye. That's the second time I've been hit in the eye today.
The first time was at the tennis club.
The city of Rochester will give health coverage to transgender people, including mental health treatment, hormone therapy, and sex reassignment surgery. They joined cities like San Francisco and Washington, D.C., who offer the same coverage. Some are upset because they're bigots and Bible-thumping lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are upset, though, because, well... they don't really care that Timmy wants to become Tammy, to be perfectly honest with you. They just want to know why things that affect more people aren't covered. Like, for example, they want to know why breast reduction isn't covered. Because you would think there's a lot of women who could use a breast reduction. Not like a boob job, like breast reduction.
Right.
Back and shoulder problems and that sort of thing.
I would say cut out the Oreos. Because the glasses of Oreos
for
would
some,
probably... cut down on why you have so much boobage.
For some women, yes. For, like, my wife... no.
Well,
it's she
just needs
has
to cut down on the baby.
She, no, dude, they're huge. I've told you this before. They're G's without the baby. They're G's.
Like, oh, G's, your tits are so big.
What? Yeah.
But let's say pre-pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
G's. They're bigger than G's now. We don't even know what size they're.
Pre-pregnancy, what were they?
G's.
They started.
Who's on first?
Wait, your wife already had a huge rack before she got pregnant?
Yeah, huge. Had to custom order bras. My poor wife.
Really?
Great for me though, but my poor wife.
I stopped feeling sorry for you.
You should. You should, because I am a very lucky man. My wife is hot. That's how it works. That's how I do things. I'm banging way out of my range, which that's why I married her.
Don't we all though?
No, we don't. You do.
Thank you. Because she's upstairs and she'll come whoop your ass.
I'm scared of your wife.
You shouldn't be.
I am. She's very scary. Other things that people are upset
clarify
about.
Clarify that, please.
I'm afraid that she will take my scrotum and put it upset my head.
Okay, because she's not scary like looking.
No.
Okay.
No, she's kind of hot.
All right. Thanks.
I'm just saying, if all I right. were a single man and was looking to, you know, break up a marriage. Respectfully. I say that with respect, by the way. Other things that people are upset about not being covered, but transgender is going to be covered, is things like you have a kid with autism,
mm-hmm.
and it's not covered by your health plan. And it's like, well, there's so many kids that are affected by this now, you'd think that that would be covered.
Right.
Really, no one's mad about the one person in the city of Rochester that works for the city of Rochester that's going to get covered by this. Let's be honest. Your taxes aren't going to go up, people. They're really not.
It's not like 13,000 city employees are going to start lining up.
I think it's a very progressive thought.
I applaud it. It's awesome.
Can you imagine just your whole life you're sitting there and you have a male body but feel like you're a woman? No, I mean, really. I'm not even joking. I'm serious.
You mean every day as opposed to Friday nights?
Yeah, every day.
Okay.
As opposed to what happens on the weekends when you and your wife have fun time.
In all seriousness, no.
I can't imagine.
Anyone who feels like they can't be themselves outwardly and openly, it's a living hell.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's.
I mean, I've wanted to be a skinny man my whole life, and yet I'm still sitting here being fat.
Exactly.
But I don't. I should not get. Like, this pisses me off. People who say, well, they should cover weight loss surgery. No, they shouldn't. You should put down the effing fork.
Right.
You really should. You should, dude. I do think.
But it's glandular. Not to mention, I'm big boned. Do you know how much my ribs weigh?
No.
I don't either. I'm sure they're bigger than.
I'm willing to bet that less people have a gland issue than people are transgender.
Oh,
I'm willing to bet that. So I've never understood why they don't cover gyms with your health insurance, because isn't that preventative?
Actually, they do that.
Some do, but very few do.
Is it very few?
Very few cover gyms. Very, very few. Like that, you know, those accounts, what are those called? The HSAs that you get? Those very rarely are, you can't even use those toward your gym membership.
That's what we have.
Yeah.
And we can.
Oh, that's nice.
We can use that.
No, it's through your wife's health coverage, right? And your wife works in the health system.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not to give too much away, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But for the rest of us schmucks, you know, who work for.
But even so, believe it or not, their health coverage really isn't that much better than what most other people can get.
No, I believe that.
Which is funny because.
You'd think it'd be really good.
Yeah.
Perk of the job, right? Yeah. Oh, well.
They don't have those anymore.
So, yeah, good on transgender people to get the coverage in the city. You know, that's awesome. And for the one or two of you, go you. That's awesome. And if there's more, go them too. 50 U.S. senators went on record Thursday saying that the NFL should pressure the Washington Redskins to change its mascot. The senators wrote NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to say that the NBA swift action against racist owner Donald Sterling should serve as an example for the NFL. Do you think the name Redskins is offensive?
Me personally, no.
You don't think it is?
No, because I'm not a Redskin. But if I was in... If I were a Redskin.
So wait, is the N-word offensive to you? Because you're not black.
No. I believe that, I mean, look, if it's going to go that way, which it is, then absolutely. It's a derogatory term pointed at Native Americans.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely what you said.
Thanks. Hey, I agree with you after thinking about it for about a half a second.
No. My first inclination is always to make fun of whatever you say.
I'm going to say something really ignorant, probably, but this is ironic to me.
Does it change?
Is it ironic that black people play on the Redskins to you at all? Because it's like, that's basically calling a Native American an N-word, Redskin. It's not the same, but it's very similar.
Can I just interject one thought?
Yes.
Way too intellectual a thought for football.
No, you're absolutely right. And they all have concussions. They don't know where they are half the time anyway. So, speaking of football, Tom Golisano saved the Sabres. Now he may save the Buffalo Bills. He's rumored to be making a bid on the team that when they officially went on sale this week after they hired a lawyer and a financial person to oversee the sale. I like the idea of Tom Golisano, the founder of Paychex, buying the Bills.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't like that because they say he was cheap with the Sabres, even though he spent to the cap almost every year, and no one else was going to buy the Sabres, guys. They were going to go to Portland or Seattle. So everyone gives him crap and gives Larry Quinn a lot of crap, and I think it's awful.
They shouldn't give that man—first of all, There is a Golisano wing in every hospital from here to freaking BFE.
He's doing stuff down. He lives in Naples, Florida now because he didn't want to pay New York taxes. I understand. And he's doing tons of stuff for children's hospitals.
Did he sell his place in Mendon or whatever that
is? I believe he did. Don't quote me on that, but yeah I think
his
he did.
Castle.
His
castle. Literally, there's a moat. I was there.
Yeah. I mean, the knight was impressive. The dragon was much, though.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah. Don't quote Monty Python. It's terrible. Terrible.
Wow, at least they can talk.
Your mom can talk. Good comeback. High five me. The number one lady on Maxim's 2014 Hot 100 list is Cannon Swanepoel, who is a Victoria's Secret model. You don't really care. She's just kind of hot. Scarlett Johansson is number two, followed by Katy Perry's breasts, because let's be honest, that's the best part of her. Some other model who you could care less about knowing, and the last person in the top five is Jennifer Lawrence.
I love Jennifer Lawrence,
by the
way. She's
tasty.
She's tasty, and she's cool because she's out there going, I don't want to be one of those emaciated Hollywood biatches.
Yeah, I like, I
got a little meat on my bones, and that's the way I am. And she's like, she's thin.
A quick thought for you. Why is it that fat guys always marry skinny women, like get skinny, like that's how they, but like fat women never are with skinny guys?
That's a great question. I think we should approach that in just a minute.
I think we will, because that's been driving me nuts. We'll talk about that in a minute. Louis C.K. did a bit on that too that makes me just die of laughter and shame all at the same time. So we'll get that. You got two pieces of news too, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. The best, my favorite one comes from New York.
New York.
From the city.
The city.
Ladies and gents.
Downstate.
Ladies and germs. Downstate. Mm-hmm. So this guy, 29-year-old guy, he's got his whole life ahead of him. He's only 29. What the hell does he know?
32, but no big deal. You're old. There, I got it in this week. I got my old joke in this week.
This kid steals a bread truck, right?
What kind of bread truck does it say? Like, is it a Wonder Bread truck? Is it an Arnold's bread truck?
I don't have that information in front of me. I don't know if it's rye. I don't know if it's
sourdough. Texas toast. Are they hard rolls? Are they soft rolls? Hot dog buns.
Texas
hamburger rolls.
It's a bread truck.
Okay, it's a bread truck. Croutons.
Hey, fat guy.
Yeah.
I had you at bread, so shut up.
You did, actually. Pizza dough. I'm dead. I just relapsed.
So he steals the truck, and then what does he do? He keeps making deliveries.
If he wanted a job, couldn't he just have applied?
Right. That's a go-getter, if you ask me.
Look, if he wanted some dough.
Hell.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Hey,
not for nothing. Not for nothing. It's funny, Dare.
But you know what he does?
What does he do?
He keeps making deliveries, but... He really doesn't care where he delivers them to.
Oh, so people got a brand new
bread. I just
said,
here you go. Hey, how you doing? I got your rye bread right here.
I did not order this.
I got your rye bread.
I did not order this.
I got 15 loaves of rye. Take the rye bread!
Well, what kind of rye bread? Is it like one of those marble breads, or is it a regular rye bread?
Well, what you want?
I'd prefer a marble.
You want a marble? Let me look in the back of the truck.
It'd be good. I'd appreciate it. How much is this going to be, by the way?
We think like $2 a loaf.
That sounds fair. Sounds like a reasonable price.
Does it really?
It does.
You're a freaking idiot because it's like $1.20 in the freaking store.
I could go to the grocery store and pay like $5. So it's a good deal to me.
You go to like the Chinese grocery store?
You got like milk back in there? Any milk?
What kind of milk? From what?
Oh, a cow?
I got other kinds of milk. You want a different kind of
milk?
My
mother's got some udders. You want to suck on those?
The story just went bad.
Yeah, it did.
It went horribly bad.
Oh, what's your next one? The last one, I should say.
Do you like wine?
I love wine.
Really?
I know nothing about wine. Like, I love when people are like, oh, this is a wonderful nutty overtone. I'm like, I don't really want to know why you know that, but I respect your life choices, but I really do. I like red wine. I love a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Merlot.
Merlot.
Just because I really don't want to say Merlot.
Yeah.
And things like, I love a red wine. I really do.
Well, researchers in Spain, apparently sitting around drinking a lot of wine, because I always wanted to know how they do these research projects when it comes to alcohol and drugs. you know.
They drink it.
They basically sit there and guzzle wine and figure out, hey, look what this happened.
Hey, do you do coke? I like to do coke. You want to do coke? Let's do some coke. I want to see. I'm doing a survey. Let's do some coke. Yeah.
Your nails are really short now.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell happened there? Drinking red wine is actually good for your teeth.
Really? Because I would think that would be counterproductive. Usually people are like, oh, it stains your teeth.
Right. It stains your teeth. But apparently the grape seed in wine, mm-hmm. it slows the growth of the bacteria in your mouth,
oh.
which helps prevent the plaque and the cavities and gum disease.
Is that the only thing it slows down? It slows down many things in the body, like my faiths.
Oh, only half of it.
In my body.
Testosterone production?
Sure.
Spermatozoa?
I can't get it up.
The good thing is that 4 out of 5 drunken dentists agree.
Oh. Dentist tested, mother approved. Wine.
Yeah.
That's your friggin' news.
Yeah.
Play the music or something.
I don't want to play the music, Piat.
It's brought to you by Scissor Sisters. Oh, yes, scissor me timbers.
Should I look that up?
No.
Oh, God. Scissor!
We're good. That was a news segment brought to you by lesbians. Don't act like you don't want to watch.
Roaming free Invicta.
Once again, we say that we do approve of tagged gay
and,
rights.
Tagged and released.
And trans... What?
Oh, that's not right.
So, hey, so real quick, guys, you know this drop that we play sometimes between segments?
Okay, fuck it. What's next?
We're officially not going to use that anymore after today. Mostly because I've realized that that's really, that we're offensive idiots, but I realize that unless you know where that's from and what that's a reference to, which it really isn't supposed to be, it's a, you really have no idea what that's doing. It's probably really offensive. I'm guessing. Yeah, that's what happens when you hear that. You,
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, yeah. I amuse you?
No, right.
I'm just clicking.
No, it's fine, click something else. And not the other, not the thing we started with.
Who's here? Oh, it's Maggie Brooks!
Oh, hello. How are you guys?
I just want...
What's so funny, Roy? I don't understand. Everyone laughs when I come around. What did I do? All I do is dress well and look hot to try.
Oh my God!
What is this music you play for me? I don't understand. I'm declaring this Average White Men Day in the city of Mountain Bay. I got Pat the Producer fired. Unofficially. I can't prove that.
Stop it!
Who's Pat the Producer?
It's Throwback Thursday on Average White Men.
Average White Men presents The Shit You Didn't Read in a Newspaper, because who the fuck reads a newspaper? Brought to you by Tangle McTavish's Teeth Boots. Fuck.
Okay. All right, Pat. Come on. You're a professional. You're a professional. I want to try to get through it once. I just want to try just for the purpose of trying to do it. Hold on. God damn it.
The Town of Greece Council meeting will begin, but before we do, I would just like to congratulate everyone who had a hand in making sure that we could still pray before the meeting. Bravo, ladies and gentlemen. Good job.
Work up!
Good job. I'm going to ask Father O'Shaughnessy if he could lead the council in a benediction. Father?
Thank you, sir. Blessed Lord. Thank you for everything you've given us, especially little boys, supple bottoms, and for beer, and whiskey, and little boys. Father, we cherish the little boys, and all of their glory, except for little girls. May they burn in hell with Satan. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Father. Okay, The first order of business, God, I love my gavel, whatever it's called, is Project 42509A regarding the...
I object. This is a travesty. You're telling me that a prayer asking for God to deliver a young Italian boy to this altar is an appropriate benediction? What about other religions? I don't know, like, I'm Jewish. Can we have a Jewish prayer?
Oh, okay. Here they go. Here they already starting. Okay, here, sure, no problem. Rabbi Rabinowitz.
He's a good man.
Would you lead the meeting in a Jewish prayer?
Get him, Rabbi.
Okay. I wasn't prepared for this, who do I address for the invoice? The town of Greece? Okay, I'm getting some nods. Okay.
Hey, that's offensive.
Oh, yeah, you're right, sir, that is offensive. I thought prayers were free.
Actually, Councilman, if I may.
Can you believe this? Are you Tom Cruise?
Yes, I am.
You sure don't sound like him, though.
I assure you, I am Tom Cruise. And on behalf of the Church of Scientology, I'd like to lead the town meeting in a prayer of my own. Woo!
Oh, wow. Okay, then, Mr. Cruz. Yeah, look, you have a little big round of applause.
Firstly, Miss Bowerheads, okay. Ladies, make sure you're cupping your menfolk ever so gently. I pray in the name of Elrond that our fathers, the beast in the turquoise turtleneck, returns the basket of chicken and waffles to be on the fortnight. He then will bless us with all the things and other stuff.
Cut prayers out of government meetings before Tom Cruise prays on yours.
I'm going to pray on your meeting.
You know what, son? This is going to be the best day of my life. That keeps being played on Rochester radio over and over and over, along with that stupid Katy Perry song that sounds like it's going to be like a hip-hop song, but really isn't. It's just Katy Perry.
Dark Horse!
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, every pop song right now.
Ever.
I'm going to gouge out someone's eyeballs.
Don't be mine.
If I hear some of these songs again. One song that keeps getting played a lot is by the great Jason Derulo. It's called Talk Dirty, featuring 2 Chainz, which is his Christian name. and
you know, that's what they used to call me in high school, 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz, yes. Yeah. 2 Chainz. And the thing is it, every time I hear it, it's so annoying and awful, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah,
because the lyrics are ridiculous. So I thought I'd whiten this up a little bit for people. Not because you need it whitened up, but I'm gonna crackerize the song.
Awesome.
And I'm gonna read it as a white man would read it. Not because a white man can't sound like a rap. You know what I mean?
Because this is the Average White Man show.
Right. And as an average white man, I'm going to translate this clearly, so you can hear every word of the song. And plus, if you've never heard the uncensored song, I'm going to do the uncensored version of this and read it in a very proper, potentially proper way. So play the karaoke music and we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds like a...
Hit it, Roy.
Okay, we'll do this.
DJ, play that song.
It's Jason Derulo featuring 2 Chainz.
And Pat Sevens.
Yeah, Pat Sevens. Yes. Yeah.
Jason
the
Derulo.
The second part of the chain.
Or something.
Something. I don't know.
Here's the beginning of the song. That's the chick who doesn't speak English or whatever. Ready? I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what the girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really want is to understand is when you talk dirty to me. That's the Jitty Jazzy part. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. I like the accompaniment, by the way. Talk dirty to me. Yes.
You know?
Get jazzy on it. You know the words to my songs, no habla ingles. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what the girl them want, London to Taiwan. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language,
But your booty don't need explaining. All I really want to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
Is that like a mushroom stamp?
I think it's lips talk dirty to me. I'm the face. Talk dirty to me. Because you can't understand her because you're on another country, apparently. Talk dirty to me. This is the 2 Chainz part coming up, by the way. Uno, met your friend in Rio. Dos, she was all on Mio. Trace, we can menage a 3, though. Cuatro, oh. Dos Canadas, close to genius. Sold out arenas, you can suck my penis. Gilbert Arenas, guns on deck. Chest to chest, tongue on neck. International oral sex. Every picture I take, I pose a threat. Bought a jet, what do you expect? Her pussy's so good, I bought her a pet. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Got her saved in my phone number, big booty. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get it. Got her saved in my phone number, big booty. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
Because she talks dirty in a different language.
Right, and so you don't really... So if he understands that you're talking... He understands then what to do in that moment during intercourse. And coitus.
What's the Spanish word for mud pie?
Mud pie.
Oh.
I think.
What? I don't understand.
You will understand my penis in your vagina. Young lady.
The best part of that?
Yes.
Besides everything?
Yes.
I was watching the lyrics happen while you were reading your lyrics.
Right.
And there were some slight variations.
Ooh, what did they have?
From the, well, I'm not going to go back and do it all.
Okay.
But your version was quite worse than what YouTube had.
Well, that's according to azlyrics.com for all your lyrical needs.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's been a fun show today.
I think it has.
I feel good about it. By the way, we never got into the fact that I'm having a child and I know what it's going to be.
Really?
Yes. Find out next week.
Oh, the tease!
I'm going to tease you.
Hopefully you don't follow Mr. Sevens on Facebook, because then you already know.
Then you already know. It's a bunch of bull. Bye.
Thanks a lot for joining us on the Average White Men podcast. You can find us on rocpodcast.com, and you can send us an email at awmroc@gmail.com, and you can go to averagewhitemen.com and anything other .com, grease.com, gates.com,
www's,
and chile.com,
and westside.com.
Hey, why don't you go upstairs and get some more?
I got an idea. Why don't you drive down Ridgeway Avenue, then take that over to 104 there, get yourself a Subway, shut your stupid mouth, and stop going to the east side there, pussy. Get some more pap. Pap! Pap!
ROCPodcasts.com.
Podcasts!